Beloved, the Father of Lights is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Praise the living Jesus. You are welcome once again. Hallelujah. This morning, I want to talk about something that, well, it's common and it's coming in gradually, and it's like it's taking place in the church. I want to talk about the nature of the last days. And I'm taking my scripture from the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3. This morning I heard a news someone forwarded something to me. And when I looked at that thing, it saddened my heart. I was not happy. I said, what is going on? For a man of God, a renowned man of God, to be approving or to be supporting the other religion, and was saying that, well, we are together. I was touched. I was not happy. I said, Kilo Shele. If a man of God, a renowned man of God, can accept what the other religions have accepted to do, I said, this, we are entering a real dangerous zone. And if care is not taken, all of us that we call ourselves believers, we will all go down the drain. And that will be the end of our whatever. But this will not be our portion in Jesus' name. For his grace is sufficient for us. What we hear about the world will not stand against us in the name of Jesus. Can we open our Bibles to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3. Paul says, this know I also, that in the last days perilous time shall come. And if you look at 1 Timothy 4:1, 2, it says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidden to marry, and commanding to abstain from meat, which God had created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Hallelujah. When I look at this scripture, in my heart I was looking at the nature of the world. I was looking at the present situation in the country, in the whole world. The pandemic that we talk about, coronavirus 19, has taken over the hearts of so many people. And this is the joy of Satan. It's happy things like this are happening everywhere. Paul gave this word unto Timothy, his son. He said, I'm giving you this so that men should know how to behave in the household of God. Timothy was so close to Paul that he needed to put him through. He needed to tell him some things that he must guard against. He needed to open his eyes to see and to know some things about the world, about the church in particular. The church has taken the law for granted in so many ways. We assume so many things. We feel that we have arrived. We feel that we have known all. You will see what I'm going to talk about in this Second Timothy. The church is dying gradually because his children have not taken up the cross totally. The church is falling away, and that is what they call the apostasy. People are falling away, they are deviating from the things of the Lord. They are deviating from the standard of the kingdom. We are to be established in the kingdom, but the church is failing, it's falling away. Why is the church falling away? You and I, we are the church. Why is the church falling away? Hallelujah. There are so many reasons why the church is falling away. One, Satan does not want the church to stand. He does not want the followers of Christ to stand. He competes with the church regularly. He competes, he confuses the church and then convinces them to his side. Because the church does not know the grace that is welding. Hallelujah. If you look at the book of Luke, chapter 22, Luke 22, from verse 29, you see what the thing that Satan is doing for the church to discourage the church from coming to fulfillment. Luke 22, 29. It says that, let me take you from verse 28. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations. And I appoint unto you a kingdom as my fathers had appointed me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Lord said unto, okay, verse 30. You can see what the Lord has prepared for his children to eat, to drink, to learn of him, to understand him, to know him, to know the fullness that is in Christ. Eating is not just not the food that we are talking about, the word, the truth. Understanding him, knowing his nature, learning the Lord, embracing the Lord. Do what he said we should do. Following his will, commanding Satan to fall and be destroyed. He says this is what Satan will not allow each and every one of us to enjoy. Because we are not, because we are being hindered to enjoy this privilege. Then we are drawn away and we are losing purpose gradually. And the next one said that. Okay, so drink at my table, my kingdom, and sit on the thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. We are to eat and drink with him and to judge, to be the judge of the tribes of Israel. We are not just called to Jesus just for the fun of it, just for healings alone, just for understanding, but for us to sit together with him to judge both the quick and the dead. Hallelujah. The other thing that says that apostasy has done is having more false teachers. There are false teachers here and there. They are here to change the course and the nature of things, to change the word of the Lord in our life, to change the importance of Christianity, of our salvation, wanting to change the system, wanting to change the salvation that we have received. Our salvation is supposed to take us to the edge. But Satan and these false prophets, they will come with their own lies. We read it in that 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy, can we quickly look at it again? That 1 Timothy 4. Okay. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Not verse 2. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanded to abstain from meat, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. This is the work of the false prophet. They lie unto people. They change things, telling their own, bringing forth their own knowledge, their own understanding, helping people to build up their negative thoughts, what will not bring them to the end of the kingdom. The false prophet will begin to bring it, and they will enlarge it in their heart, and they will assume that that's the best way of life. Romans 1 will talk how men to men, you know, they were together, and the Lord said that he will give them up to reprobate. That they will give them up to reprobate minds. How can a man and man be together and be husband and wife? That's an abomination. But these prophets, these false prophets, false teachers, they will do it in such a way. It's common in churches abroad. Some churches, they have even stamped their marriages, they will allow them to marry, that it doesn't matter. They are changing the course of the of God. They are changing their fears. They are changing so many things, accepting what the world desires. But God is against this. It says we are in perilous times. I'll still come to that. And also, the other ways in which we are falling away, when there is a small persecution. Matthew 24:9. We are looking at the apostasies. Matthew 24:9. Said, then shall they deliver you up to the afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Nobody wants to die. No, we don't want to die. Even people of 100 years of age, you know, sometimes I say, this world is sweet. You don't want to die. At 70, you don't want to die. 80, you don't. Nobody wants to die. And then, but you know what Satan has done? It brings fear, puts fear in you. When you hear words, when we hear that something is coming after us, before anything, you'll just be afraid. Sometimes ago, when we were living around this place, and in the night, almost every night, we were living in tension. In the sense that armed robbers were always coming every night. Once you hear bam, hey, you know, gunshot, you will be frozen. There was one night like that. All of us, you know, the sound was too much. As if it was just at our gate. We were just hearing boom, boom, fear, you know. And nothing happened. But I remember that I went to the toilet maybe 2 or 3 times. You know what, how you feel? What today? They are here again. And your breathing will change. It will be, you know, the heartbeat, everything about you will change. One says that you will be killed. Or maybe in Lagos, where they write letters to houses, to people that we are coming to your house on so day. Even as a Jim Christian, you know how you will feel that they are coming. Persecution, you know, the affliction, tribulations, all these things will make one to be afraid. In the church, like what we are experiencing now with the pandemic, use those masks, use this, don't sit like this, you sit like that, no social distancing, all these things, you know. And when you hear that, they are coming, I mean, initially when the thing started, these people, they are coming, they will be going here and there. So such things can make one to be afraid. Hallelujah. But says that you will be persecuted for Jesus' name's sake because you belong to Jesus. This is what happened to the disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he was being taken away and was about being crucified, they saw his disciple, especially Peter. They said, initially said to Peter, I said, Satan will sift you. You are about entering a dangerous zone. And Peter said, no, it's not possible. But when they saw the disciples and people were identifying, they said, no, were you among the disciples of Jesus Christ? Almost all of them denied it. Because they were afraid of death. And this can also come upon us if care is not taken. If you don't know what we have, if you don't have any standard, if you are just followers and not being grounded in God, in the things of God, you can be swerved away. The Lord will help us as we keep walking in Him in Jesus' name. Another area of this apostasy is the love of the world. Paul said that evil demons are forsaking me for the world. They prefer the things of the world. They enjoy it. Before you gave your life to Christ, there were some things that you were enjoying. But as a true child of God, as soon as you are born again, you should deviate and come into God completely. But many are still holding on to their old ways of life. Many still love the world. It says in the book of 1 John, chapter Okay, thank you. John 2:15 say, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Many of us, we enjoy all these things. Lust, what other people are in the world are enjoying, those are the things we too we want to enjoy. Those are the things we want to embrace. And when we embrace such, we will fall away, we will miss the path. We will not come to full ending. We will just live our life anyhow. But anyone that is working after this, it shows the love of the Father is not in that person. That person is not completely or genuinely born again or released himself, or he has not allowed him or herself to be cleansed, to be washed, to be sanctified and justified and be glorified with the Lord. So it is time for us to begin to work on all these things. The Lord will help us. When we talk about time, we talk about perilous times. You know, perilous times is a dangerous time. It's a time that Satan has already taken control, but we have the kingdom. We are stronger than the thoughts of Satan. But if we let down our guard, Satan can come in softly and it will take over. So talking about perilous time is talking about dangerous time. It's talking about a time that is full of violence. A time that is terrible. It is terrible. And it comes up in seasons. There is something they call, in Greek, we have the chaos, we have the chaos. The season comes, it's like a wave. It comes and goes like that. In our Greek, we plant by season. It's not, you can't plant, but there are particular crops that you plant at a season, during dry season, and there are things that you can do during dry season. You can't do all things at the same time. So this perilous time is seasonal. It's like wave, it's a move. It comes to the church, it comes to people of God. And if the people of God are not taking their stand in the Lord, that season will come upon them and it will overtake them. We shall not be overtaken by such in the name of Jesus. Can we go to our text quickly and look at some of the things which the Bible talks about the perilous times and what believers or the church is experiencing or will experience. Because to me it's like the word that Paul gave unto Timothy, he gave him as a kind of prophetic word that with your eyes open, these things will happen in the church. And if you look at it, it is happening. All these things, they are happening in the church. Let's look at it one after the other. If the Lord permits, my time is okay. Let's look at that Timothy chapter 3. It says that this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be what? Lovers of their own self. Men will be selfish. They will love themselves more than anybody. They'll be talking of themselves, I, me, and myself. Everything just running around, which will run around them. They will just be talking. It's me, I have done this. And they'll be, we will see the boasting, I. I am the one that have given you this. I am the one that have done this in the church. I am the one that, so many things, I's, me's, and mine's. And all these things are happening in the church. You cannot be lovers of yourself and love God. They are selfish people. They are the one that wants to be there. It's me that must be there. I am the one that must be deacon. I am the one that must be pastor. I am the one that... They are lovers of themselves. Then the other ones is that they are covetous people. They have insect eyes, as my husband used to say. They have insect eyes. They love money. They love money. Covetous people, they love money. They love what you are putting on. They want to take it up. That what you have should be mine. You have this dress, they want to have it. You have that shoes, they want to have it. They will have that money, they will have that car, you know, they claim and claim and claim all things that will never be. This happens, it's happening in the church. And the boasters, just like the lovers of themselves, they boast that they have everything. There is nothing, they have knowledge, they have understanding, they have all the gifts of life. They boast. There was a time we watched a drama, and Osofia, I don't know if you have watched it, and he went somewhere abroad, and he went there, was telling them that his father owned the NNPC. You can imagine NNPC, or that his father has it, his father was just boasting and claiming what he did not have. And many of us, we do that. I have seen students, in fact, when we were in school, that will be boasting that their parents, that they have some things and house. If you see my house, we are right. Their parents, they don't have anything. We have seen a sister in this church that claimed that, oh, she went somewhere in Lagos, and Mrs. Tinubu then. That Mrs. Tinubu, I don't know, bro. Okay, Mrs. Tinubu asked her to do this, and she just cajoled us like that. She was boasting, and nothing. Later on, when we discovered it was so painful, and at the end, we said, ah, hello, Oru sister, hallelujah. And the way she was giving her testimony, it was so sweet that all of us are like, ah, my machine. The Lord, I want to believe that some of us were thinking at that time, God connects me. That means you can have contact with people. Worldliness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the proud and the boastful, if you look at it, almost everything linked together. The proud. And God hates the proud. It says that the proud, that it will humble the proud, and we exalt, you know, the meek. He will exalt the meek. So these things are happening in the church. Then also we have the blasphemers. These blasphemers, They can destroy the name of the Lord, or the work the Lord does, all the work of salvation they can destroy, and then talk ills. And that's why the Bible says that do not speak against the Holy Spirit. But the blasphemer can talk anyhow about God. They'll talk about Holy Spirit anyhow. And there was a time, you know, there was this song, Holy Spirit is my buddy. God's my friend. What kind of nonsense is that? You know, then many of us, we didn't know. We were thinking we were worshiping the Lord. And then we were rejoicing. Holy Ghost, now my party. Jesus, now my brother. We were rejoicing. But it's dangerous. As children of God, all these things we should avoid. Although Satan wants to turn our hearts against the Lord, and the disobedience of parents. Disobedience of parents. It says, I can't see. What are you showing me? Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Disobedience of parents. Many children are disobedient this day. Don't marry these. They say, that's what I want. Daddy, you don't understand. You don't understand. Mommy, you don't understand. It's love. I love him. I like him. So precious, so handsome, beautiful. Hey, careful. Disobedient to parents. When your parents are saying, especially the servants of the Lord, they are telling you that what you want to step into is dangerous. Don't go ahead. The Lord will help us. And some are even unthankful. Cannot appreciate God for anything. I look at these Oyinbos. You know the way they behave, they don't appreciate God. Any miracle they will just tell you is science. Is this, and the church is coming today, they are not grateful. They cannot give offering. They cannot give tithe. They just do things anyhow. No affection. They are holy people. They don't have affection. They don't love one another. They are truth breakers. They are false accusers. They are inconsiderate. They don't have self-control. They despise the things of God. They pretend they have, a Bible says that they have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. They have little understanding of the power of the Lord. And they will tell them, you are healed. Yet they won't believe that they are healed. You will prosper. They won't believe it. They will be carrying a poverty mentality all around. All these things, we need to believe the word of the Lord. But Satan will not allow us even to believe this. And there are so many things like that. If you look at it, let's go home. They learn, they keep learning, but they have not come to anything. It is happening there in Jos, they will go there. Happening in Lagos, they will go there, but they have not come out with anything. They are just going there and there and there and there. At the end, they will be confused. You will not be confused in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. And there are ways that which you can do to do this, to control these things that are happening in the church. Let me quickly run over that. If you look at Ephesians 4:13-16, you come to the knowledge of the word of God, and then you speak the truth in love. Then Ephesians 6 that we have read and we have heard about in the course of the things of the kingdom. Ephesians 6, he says, put on the whole armor of God. This will help us. It will help the church to stand. It will help you as a child of God to stand. Put on the whole armor of God and stand. You can't do it on your own. You need the Lord. And also, you need to preach the word in and out of season. And if possible, says, not if possible, it is possible. Let us separate from these people that do wickedly, especially in the church. People that you have been telling that their ways of life are terrible, but they refuse to change. We should have a retreat and have a rethink. 1 Thessalonians 3:14-15, I think that will help us a little. And if you look at the book of 1 Corinthians 6:11, Corey, can we look at it? Okay, it says, such were some of you. But you are washed. This is your assurance that you are washed. But you are sanctified. You are justified in the name of the Lord. This is what can keep you going in this period, in this season, in this life. Know that you have been washed. The Lord has separated you from the path. You are a child of God. You are a child. I like that song. I am no longer slave. So to sin, to fear, to sin, to whatever, I am a child of God. A child of God must possess it. A child of God must be truly washed. A child of God must be truly sanctified and justified in the name of the Lord. All these are done by the Spirit of the Lord. May the Lord help us as we walk in this kingdom in the name of Jesus. Can you stand on your feet and begin to bless the Lord? Let's bless the Lord for this short word. Let's pray that the Lord will help us in this perilous time. It's a time that is terrible. It's a time that could be frustrating if care is not taken. It's a time that we can be enslaved and be carried away by the things of this world. We can be carried away. Lord, we pray this day that you will help us. Help us to stand in the name of Jesus. Help us to continue in the grace that you have bestowed upon us. Help us, O Lord God, to realize that we have been washed, that we have been sanctified and justified. O Lord, we pray that you will help us to know. Help me, Jesus. Help me, O Lord, to continue to live in this assurance that I have been washed, that I have been set free. It says here, the Son of God makes you free, that you are free indeed. Peradventure, we have anybody in the house that is still falling or failing God. You are still confused. You are still walking in darkness in all the things that we have spoken about. I want you to just release yourself unto the Lord. And ask God to touch your heart and make you a better person so that you will not lose the purpose, so that you will not lose the power of God, so that you will not lose the way. We were told that there are ways, narrow way and the wide way. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we are praying that you will help us. Able to walk in the path that you have ordained for us. To walk, O Lord, in righteousness. To walk in life. To walk in this eternal life. To walk aright, O Lord. Help us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord. Touch every life and stay, O Lord. Make us better people. Better people, Holy Spirit. We receive your presence in our lives. Help us daily. Help us daily. Help us daily. We don't want, oh Lord God, to have a form of godliness. And not knowing you totally, not embracing you totally. Lord Jesus, we pray that you will help us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocesis every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.